phone. This is how many folks.
She just held up a button to me, folks.
We have. Oh man, we can't. We won't be able to get. I don't think
we're
college.
We're gonna be able to squeeze you guys in.
Will, I'm so sorry. Please.
We take
call
it off the
week.
Air, maybe.
We can take it off there.
Okay, we'll try to pick up
redirect
the phone in a
second. Redirect all the fellas into my phone line. Ew. I'm kidding.
We want to thank everybody for listening to The Gap. Really appreciate the conversation today. Maybe this is a topic we can revisit in the future because I think it's something that people have something to say about.
As an Aries, I was triggered a little. But okay. As a human being who's trying to become more decent, loving, and generous with my self, I learned a lot. And I really liked, I think it was Camilo said, try to figure out what you're defending.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that that's good too. Just before we go, reminding folks, kbu.fm/thrills, check out all our special programming coming up this month. 24 hours International Women's Day programming on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, March 8th. And then we also got the Multilingual Marathon the Thursday after that on the 16th. Check it out.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for all of it.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
kbu.fm/thrills. Check us out, kbu.fm/thegap. And we'll see you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Portland on 90.7 FM, streaming on the web at kbu.fm.
KBU is hiring a full-time web coordinator. The web coordinator maintains the front end of KBU's website, promotes episodes, does copy editing, and helps train staff and volunteers on various website features. For the full job description and instructions for applying, please go to our website at kbu.fm/webhire23. Applications are due at midnight on Thursday, March 9th. KBU is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
Hello. My name is Jeff, and I am the host of the KBU show, A Matter of Public Records. Mark E. Smith, singer and driving force of the band The Fall, was born on March 5, 1957, and I have put together a special show to celebrate. It will feature music by The Fall, some spoken word pieces by Mark E. Smith, music that influenced The Fall, and bands that were inspired by The Fall. You can hear the show on March 6th, starting at midnight, exclusively on KBU, as part of our All Thrills, No Frills winter membership drive. Please consider making a donation today. Thank you.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to KBU 90.7 FM.
Welcome to Sprouts, radio from the grassroots. A weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a global audience, produced at a different location every week. I'm Ramses Ja of Civic Cypher in Phoenix, Arizona. Today on Sprouts, we hear about a time we were pulled over by the police with an unexpected twist.
I don't know if we say that enough, that you are Ramses Ja.
Indeed I am.
When we out in the public, people say it. It's very exciting. I am Q Ward.
That's important. And it's a crazy time in the country right now, and we got to talk to you. So today we are going to be sharing some stories about police and making the point that it's not black or white, but rather making the point that it is blue. And this is something that a lot of people are not connecting, especially people that are far removed from the goings on the streets, the goings on with respect to activism, the goings on with respect to invisible social societal forces that keep us divided and keep us from understanding the true reality of what it's like to be in the other's shoes. You know that this show exists to foster conversations, dialogue, to bring things to, you know, your attention. And we're doing our best to exist in spaces where we're most likely to find allies, people who want this sort of content but may not go and seek it out. For those that don't know and are unfamiliar, we used to work at a radio station, one radio station. It's crazy now that we're on all over the whole country, but we did work at one radio station. And when 2020 rolled around, we got active, as you do. And we got outside. We started protesting, holding up signs, taking our kids, you know, making an event of it, you know, affirming that our Black lives mattered.
How dare we?
And what we saw in our city, in Phoenix, we saw Black women out there, powerful speakers, incredibly intelligent, insightful, knowledgeable, and they had bullhorns. They did not have radio stations. And that's where we had to do something about it, because indeed Q and I had access to a radio station at the time. And doing a Black Square on Instagram as a hip hop station feels performative, and it doesn't feel like as much as we could do if we really care about these people. And so we approached the leadership at the radio station and said to them, hey, we should probably get some of these folks up on the radio so that they can explain what it is that they believe will help us get past this moment, this George Floyd moment, this Breonna Taylor moment. So they said yes. And then they started dragging their feet. And it was in that space that this story that we're about to tell happened. Just to conclude that story, we came back, they told us no, we resigned. And then we started Civic Cypher with some other radio stations and then grew it up to now you're listening to us. In the in-between time when they said, yes, that's a good idea, we should definitely do it, Q had to go to
Tampa,
Florida, to buy a new car for his woman. And he asked for me to join him on the trip and we could drive back across the country, visit some states we had never been to. Well, you'd been there, but I hadn't. And I agreed. I thought that'd be a good time. Again, there's a pandemic. Nothing's happening. Nothing's really moving. And of course, there's a lot of tension in the air politically. And remember, Civic Cypher doesn't exist. We're still at this time only DJs. We're only hip hop radio personalities. We're still normal people at that point. We're still normal now, today. But we weren't doing this show at that point. So that part of our psyche had not yet been activated. So we jump on the flight, go to Florida, pick up this new car, really nice car. It was a Porsche, just to give you an idea of the type of vehicle we're driving back. We went from Florida without incident to Georgia, stayed the night in Georgia, left Georgia without incident, and went to Alabama. Driving through Alabama got us to be tense. We were nervous, but we were laughing, kind of making fun, because the feelings of the people with respect to race and race relations are not hidden. They're out in full display on billboards, and they talk about it on radio.
Yeah,
like, it was right, wide open, radio. Right out there. And I remember in Alabama, we had to get gas. I remember this. And then leaving Alabama, we, you know, hit Mississippi next. As you can imagine, we're looking around on this drive and there's Confederate flags and there's still Trump flags up. But, you know, you feel safe. You're in a car. You're driving through. You're like, listen, man, we just had to get some gas. We're just going to keep it pushing. We'll make it to New Orleans. You know, New Orleans felt a little safer than Mississippi at night. So that was kind of our plan. So, again, blazed through Alabama, got to Mississippi. Now the sun's going down and we're mobbing, Outkast on, loud, you know, three stacks just going in. And we're on the outskirts of Mississippi, about to cross over into Louisiana, the state line. So we're still legally within the bounds of Mississippi. And I'm gonna let Q jump in and start the story.
The first part of this picture that I have to paint, mm-hmm. I don't know if we always say it, but I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Ram just talked about our mood on this trip. It was mixed because we were very, very aware of the temperature at the country at the time. This is not just in the wake of the murder of George Floyd, but this is the height of Trumpism,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that side of the road, they're waving 20-foot Trump flags from their houses. They're wrapping their cars and vinyl wrap of Trump with a six pack and muscles. Like, it was a really strange place to look around and realize we were actually living in. And for Ramses, a lot of things were happening. One, he's about to help his best friend drive across country. There's part of that that's just exciting. Drive across country with one of your friends, especially somebody you're really close with. You're on your own schedule. You don't have a deadline. We'll get there when we get there. We stop when we want to stop. We eat when we want to eat. And we talked a lot. However, Ramses and I are DJs, so there was a lot of amazing music to listen to.
Yeah, man.
And we were in the soul of the South,
mm-hmm.
bumping that Cass.
Outcast, I remember that.
Bumping that Cass, though.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a moment. It was dark.
Yeah.
And it was unusually dark.
Well, we're on the state line.
No street lights, no highway lights.
Nothing.
No signs. And because of the trees, no moonlight.
Yeah, I remember.
It was pitch black, dark outside. So as far as the headlights on this car could shine,
that
was all you could see. Now, in Arizona and in most cities that I've lived in, in the event that drivers doze off or cross over onto the either the median or the side of the road,
yeah.
there is a thing they do to the pavement where there's grooves so that when your tires run over them, it makes a noise and alerts you.
So in Arizona, there is a white strip of paint that defines the lane.
Mm-hmm.
Just outside of that white strip of paint, maybe 6 inches to the outside of that, there is that rumble strip indented into the pavement that makes the noise if your tire hits it. So if your tire runs over the white line, doesn't make a noise. It's not until you get outside of that white line that the noise begins. In Mississippi, the white line itself has the rumble strip in it.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So while we're listening to, I think, Skewed on the Barbie,
mm-hmm.
is probably where we were about that time. Our tires come into contact with that rumble strip for approximately 1 full second. And then there was really no correction to make. I didn't have to swerve. I didn't have to turn. I didn't have to get over. Just the car will kind of just guide itself back into the center of the lane because I'm driving uninebriated and not sleepy. We were fine.
Real quick, Q has never been inebriated in his life. He's drank alcohol and never done a drug. You know who else has never done that?
Ramses Ja.
I've never drank alcohol in my life and I've never done a drug.
Right. So we didn't even have to worry about either of those things. We're en route to New Orleans where we plan to stop and sleep. And we think nothing of the...
That was it too. That was...
We think nothing of that because that should not mean anything.
Yeah.
Except, I guess in Mississippi, it means a lot,
whole lot.
Because...
Who let the dogs out? That'll make sense in a minute.
Because the very, very unpleasant sight and feeling of police lights and sirens
yeah.
are now behind us. Now, I always think that's for someone else. Every time it ever happens, I'm trying to get out their way because yeah. there's no way that they're here for me.
We're not speeding. We're doing all right.
So let me get over out these people way so they can, oh, they're getting over with me. This is for us.
Shoot. That feeling.
We're in Mississippi.
In the dark.
In the pitch black. At somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. Central, whatever time zone we were in. In Mississippi. Summer 2020. You talking about the worst possible time to be getting pulled over in the deep South in this country in the middle of the night? That was probably it.
Yeah. Real quick. We're laughing about this now. When this happened, this was terrifying.
As I'm starting to describe the specifics, it's getting real unfunny again.
Exactly. And that's something that you need to understand. Okay. So many of you listen to our show every week. You understand that we're reasonable men. Now you know that we have never done a drug. None of that stuff. No, that's not even who we are. We have nothing to fear, right? Except, yeah, we do.
We have everything to fear.
Talk to him,
unfortunately.
Go ahead.
Right? So we pull over.
Mm-hmm.
There's two vehicles. One's a highway patrol officer. The other is a sheriff. They were both necessary for pulling us over on this night. And the big spotlights on both sides of the car are on.
There are officers approaching the driver's side at this point. Q's driving. I'm in the passenger seat. I rolled my window down. Our seatbelts are fastened. My hands are on the steering wheel. I am assuming the least threatening posture that I can. And as is the case in most of these interactions, sincerely wondering why we've been pulled over. The officer points out that he heard the noise that tires make when they come into contact with those grooves in the road. Asked if we were okay, if we've been drinking, if we were tired, whatever the case. We're fine. No, we haven't been drinking.
Clearly, we haven't been drinking.
You know,
we're not even sleepy.
At that point, after you answer no, the only posture you can assume is that it. You're not saying we were speeding because we weren't. You now know that we're okay. We're not tired. We haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
Except the next thing he says is, can you step out of the car?
That changes things.
That's the next thing he said. He didn't ask any more questions. He didn't do any more deductive reasoning, no more research. Can you step out of the car? Now, I'm not obligated to step out of the car. Except when you look like
Black
us,
as you are, you better count.
The decision that you have to make is not even, I better do this.
Yeah.
But you have two positions that you can assume. One is, I'm going to make myself enemy of this officer by flexing my knowledge of the law, expressing that he doesn't have a warrant or just cause and there's no reason that I need to get out of this vehicle. Assuming an adversarial position to a state trooper in the dark in Mississippi, summer 2020. The last thing I want to do is become this person's enemy. On principle, I can hold ground and stay in the car, but I know I've done nothing wrong. Yeah. I don't have any weapons, drugs, nothing on me. So I'm just trying to, not agitate this officer. Now, picture these bright spotlights and the voice of a state trooper
from Mississippi. With that Mississippi accent.
It sounds exactly like what you're imagining it sounds like. But once I step out of the car, I turn around and see the officer is Black. This means something completely different today to me than it did that day. However, to Ramses, it felt exactly how it feels today to most of you who have now learned about the officers involved with Brother Tyree Nichols.
You're listening to Sprouts, radio from the grassroots, a weekly program bringing you local radio productions of global interest. I'm Ramses Ja of Civic Cypher in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to a time when we got pulled over by the police with an unexpected twist.
Today we're talking about how it's not black or white, it's blue. Now back to our story. Q's just stepped out of the car. I'm still in the car. I'm freaking out. Because why would they ask him to get out of the car? I've seen this movie. I literally, with these eyes, have seen it in person in Compton, California, when I was little. And I don't know what the officer looks like. Now, I'm not new to this. Q's mom and my dad are both preachers. And in the Black community, more often than not, the preachers, obviously, they're your spiritual advisors and so forth, but they're also kind of like community leaders. Mm-hmm. So us being children of ministers meant that we also had a dose of protect your community. So for me, since a young age, I always knew that that was going to be a part of my existence forevermore. I was born into a group that is considered disadvantaged by every meaningful metric in this country. Mm-hmm. And it is my job to know that and work against that. It's not my way to abandon nobody. If you're going down, I'm going down with you. I'm just made that way. So we're pulled over.
Not only is there a bright spotlight, but I've now stepped out of view.
So once that happened, I'm like, uh-oh, now it's a problem. I just know that this is the way those stories tend to go. Everyone is talking about Tyree Nichols and how much of a skater he was and how cool he was and how he was such a kind person or whatever. That's not the first time that happened. Yeah, people may have been able to find out, oh, 7 years ago, George Floyd did this. And oh, yeah, that one guy, he did this a long time ago. And oh, yeah, he smoked joint in high school, whatever. And to try to make these people all look like criminals, they darken their photographs when they put their pictures up on the news and that sort of stuff to try to make them look more sinister. And they couldn't do that with Tyree. But we know that that's just the media trying to erode some of the sympathy from the popular view. So again, we didn't have to be perfect in order to get hemmed up on some silly stuff, or, you know, beat up or even killed on the side of the road, right? So I'm in full panic mode. So what do? Because I know what's coming next. They are about to come to this car and they are going to take me out of the car too. So I'm like, let me turn on my phone and record this. The problem is, if something happens, I can't get that footage out. They can go on my phone and delete it. We've seen police officers do that too. So I go on Facebook Live. It's 2020. People is in the streets active. People knows I petitioned.
People outside.
Yes.
Mad.
And everybody's at home looking at Facebook because ain't nobody at work, right?
People were still awake where we were from.
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock at night. And yeah, a lot of people that we know.
On their phone.
DJs. People that work in nightlife. People that don't have traditional 9-to-5s. They up.
Yep. So I turn on my Facebook Live. Put my phone in the dashboard, kind of wedged it in there to where it's upright. The phone is on me and sort of looking back. The problem is those police lights are so bright. Maybe, you know, it's for the police officer's protection. Maybe, you know, but one of the things that I don't love, I do want police to be protected, of course. They're human beings. They're endowed with consciousness from our common creator. And therefore, I want them to be protected. But I also want our lives to be prioritized, too. Right. And so people are, well, it's for the officer's protection. Like somehow their life is more valuable. You know what I mean?
The life of the men who are carrying guns more valuable than those of us who are just driving our cars.
And I disagree with that. I think that a life is a life. So now my Facebook is picking up and people are jumping in because they can see sirens. Yeah,
spotlight and sirens.
Yeah. So after a minute or so the officer comes back. He's standing behind the pillar in the car. So, you know, a window. So he's standing behind that pillar speaking to me, but I can't see him. And I hear that Mississippi accent. I'm like, oh, man, this is bad. But the thing is, the people on Facebook are here, too. And someone had put in the comments that Ramses is in Mississippi. So just like I thought, the officer asks for my ID. And I wasn't being combative at all, but I'm like, I'm just curious, what is it about me that makes you want or need my ID? Just so that I know what we're dealing with here. And he's like, standard procedure, but I don't have a problem. Here's my ID. Take it. Now my ID is, I can say it on the radio. My ID is beat up. I haven't had that ID since I had an ID and it is old. And the only club I have to go to, I own it. And any other clubs that I have to go to, the people know me. I don't go out unless I'm invited, and usually they're paying me. So ID is never important. So I got this beat up ID, takes it. He looks at it, takes down the information, gives it back to me, makes a comment about the ID or whatever. But that's that. So I'm thinking, okay, we're cool. And then he says, I need you to step out of the car. And I'm like, oh, man. And I knew it was coming. So now I'm like, okay, let me jump out the car. And I asked him, I was like, so what is it about me that I need to get out of the car? He's like, man, listen, just get out of the car, walk back to my police car. And again, like you said, I don't want to argue with this man. So I jump out of the car. Right then, my phone dies. So everybody watching on Facebook, the screen just goes black. So now everybody at home.
The last thing they heard was this officer asking Ramses to get out of the car. So I have to kind of rewind because to tell both stories. I step out of the car and I turn around and I see that this state trooper is black and my heart rate slows down. So this is the interesting part. My heart rate didn't slow down because I was going to be okay. My heart rate slowed down because I felt like I wasn't about to be killed.
Yeah, at least that.
And what a notion that I felt that way today, because in Mississippi at 3 o'clock in the morning, if these white state troopers and white highway patrol officers pull us out of this car, this could go really, really bad. And somehow, to me, seeing that this first officer was black, because I haven't seen the second officer yet, made me feel like I wouldn't die that night. Which means every moment prior to that, I felt like I might. And that is a crippling level of fear. Because you can't logic your way out of it. I already know I haven't done anything that would lead to me being asked to get out of my car. I already know that it does not require me to be non-compliant or aggressive or violent or a criminal for them to escalate this to something awful.
I know that if you didn't look like you and you look like 65-year-old white, no, corporate executive,
just white, Ramses thinks all those other factors
matter. It helps you to visualize.
If I was Justin Bieber, not even him, but looked like him, it'd be the same. I wouldn't have to be 65 in corporate. I wouldn't have to have a suit on and be old.
The 23-year-old yes, blonde
being
haired
white
woman.
Would help lot.
I get it.
And the reason I know this is because you guys have no such video of someone that doesn't look like me being beat to death by police officers for no reason. It doesn't exist. Because trust me, the system that runs the country that we live in would have made sure that we saw it by now over and over again to prove that they're not as racist as we say they are. I go to the back of the car and I start two different conversations. One of them with a Mississippi State Trooper. The other one with a black man that just so happens to either be a sheriff or a highway patrol officer. Two very, very distinctly different interactions.
Mm-hmm.
The black man that works as a member of the law enforcement community has a very human being conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, brother? Where you from? Where you guys headed? Oh, you guys came all the way from out there? What do you do? Oh, you do that? I know somebody that does that.
Yeah.
It's a really human being conversation, which again, makes my heart rate slow down a little bit more, except officer, other guy, is going to make sure this feels like an interaction with law enforcement in Mississippi at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're black.
Yep. And he was black. It was the wildest thing.
Now, Ramses gets out of the car.
So, I'm walking back to the sound of his voice. My phone is off. So now my heart is hitting hard. And everything that man tells me to do, I'm doing it exactly the way that he says to do it.
Robot-like.
Right. I didn't turn my head. I didn't turn my nothing. No sudden movements. No movements, period. So here's where it gets interesting. And we're out there for hours with these people. They start shaking us down. Hey, so what are you guys doing? What do you got? You know,
he starts shaking us
him,
down.
That one officer, right?
Officer such and such.
Black as he was shaking us down, right? You know, Q's answering all the questions.
Why
no
did you
fun.
Go all the way to Florida to get a car?
Because it's a nice car and we got a good
very,
price.
Very specific car that she wanted that I went to get.
So then you guys got any drugs in the car? Well, he already answered that. No, I've never done a drug. He's never done a drug. We don't sell drugs. We're radio people. We're DJ. That's not what we do. All right. Well,
do you mind if I search the car?
Absolutely. Please search the car. It's brand new.
Actually, of course we do. Right. Because you're supposed to have a warrant for that. However,
we don't want no
it's
fun.
Mississippi and it's 3 o'clock in the morning
and it's dark,
pitch black and we're terrified.
Run
so,
it.
Sir, anything that you could do that would mean we can get back in the car and leave here
life.
Alive, that'd be tight.
Run it.
So go for it.
Now, he searches the car. Nothing comes up.
Of course, nothing came up. The car is new and it's us.
So we're like, okay, cool. We can get up out of here. No, so I'm going to go ahead and get the dog out here to smell the car. So now we got to wait for the dog.
The drug sniffing dog.
Right.
The K-9 unit.
They walk the dog around the car. Okay. Brand new car. And then comes
Did
back.
Did you tell them how brand new? We left the dealership.
The car's not
to where we are.
Yeah, that's it. The dog gets put back away. And then the same cop, super cop, comes back and is like, yeah, well, the dog indicated the presence of drugs in the car. So we're going to have to do another search of the car. So he goes back around, of course, finds nothing, then gives us the lamest excuse I've ever heard. He said that somebody may have had a joint in their pocket and maybe brushed up against the side of the car when we stopped to get gas in Alabama. And the dog could smell the person bumping up against the side of the car, despite us driving for hours.
The dogs
and the wind blowing,
more smelling sensories than us, or
yeah.
Something like that.
So, there is something that's very important to say. The system judges us unfairly. The system causes these people to take on prejudices against their own people. The system causes people to associate traits and characteristics with blackness that aren't necessarily there. You know, there's this statistic that is shared on right-wing commentators and sites and places around the internet. Black people commit the majority of the crimes, right? And they have the data to back it up. And that information is flawed in that Black people get arrested more frequently for crimes, criminal activity. And if you want to dig deeper, Black communities are over-policed. And so then you start to see why data could look that way. But it starts with interactions like this one. So there's no version of the conversation that we're having about the Tyre Nichols situation or really any of this stuff that means more to us than our own lived experience. We do recognize that policing as an institution is biased against us. It presupposes and it assumes and it prejudges people like us. And if you get the wrong one on the wrong night and do everything right, cost you your life.
You can still
if you do everything right.
Life.
If you have a mental health, anything like this, we're playing a life and death game and it feels like it's only us and we were born to lose. And so I say once again, it is not a black and white issue. It is a blue issue.
That's it for Sprouts. You've been listening to Civic Cypher, produced by Ramses Ja and Q Ward. The music you heard included our own original songs. The Sprouts theme music is Torpedoes on Tuesday by Poison Control Center. Sprouts is a weekly program produced in collaboration with community radio stations and independent producers across the globe. The program is coordinated and distributed by Pacifica Radio. If you or someone at your station has radio production that you wish to showcase nationally on Sprouts, contact our air traffic controller, Ursula Rudenberg, at ursula@pacifica.org. That's ursula@pacifica.org. I'm Ramses Ja in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for listening.